to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Hate technical problems. Anyways,
for the birds.
For the birds, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome everybody to our SummerSlam pre-show live here on Rant EM Radio. Only 18 minutes late. What are you gonna do, right? Here's the problem, folks. Double A being joined by Tony C.
Hey yo.
We were trying to fix Skype, and apparently we cannot add anybody other than one person into the call. So, if somebody wants to, you know, play and see if we can, if you can be attached to the call, be my. Oh, wait a minute. So we can try. So we can add Scott. Apparently, hold on. Let's see if this works. Hold on. Did that work, Scott? Tony C,
yep.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Tony
Hello?
C. Yeah. Can okay. Hold on. Tony C? Tony?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Why won't it let me add others? I wonder. That's queer. Like Greg is, but still. Surfer, try calling in on your phone. It's not letting me add you for some reason.
He couldn't get added to the call website either.
Oh, Surfer. If you're the reason why I had all these technical problems, because trying to get your ass on the air, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be livid. I had enough
was
of that.
It? No, last night it was William.
Then it's Surfer's fault that this is going on. I wasted all that time for nothing. Anyways, take it for 1 second, guys.
Oh. Yeah, I heard somebody mention birds. I thought you might need to carry a pigeon or three.
No, no. What the hell?
What's up, man? It's been a minute since we spoke. What you up to, man?
Hey, same old, my dude. You know, get ready for this debauchery of a damn pay-per-view here.
After last night, this thing better come correct.
I didn't see how the that 12-man train wreck. I mean, that shit didn't have my interest at all.
No, the only thing is it looks like American Alpha's going to have some beef with the Usos.
All right, we're back. Mr. Hightower, there we go. All right, now we're here. Okay, let's cut the pleasantries and all that shit.
Cut out all the introductions.
Jesus. Double A being joined by Tony C, Scott, and Mr. Hightower and Surfer. I blame you for this because now it seems that it's you're the problem. It was never me. No, you son of a bitch. And here I am thinking, and Surfer had the nerve, the audacity, the temerity, the balls, the gumption.
Unmitigated gall.
To say, oh, there has to be something wrong with your Skype. Anyways. I'm going to compose myself here because now I only have 40 minutes to talk. Who's this we got on the horn?
It's me.
It's you. Fix your Skype.
It's Jimmy
Hart. My Skype is fine.
It's not fine, because otherwise I'd be able to add you. How am I able to add you on the phone?
You calling from Destin House?
I'm able to add. I've added 3 people already, and I can't add you. It's you.
Add, fix it. You're not on Skype.
Well, then fix it.
Watch.
Watch how it works, Surfer.
It's not white.
Hey, Phil, did I add you to the call?
I hear Phil.
Okay, there you go. So there, it's your fault, Surfer. Anyways.
Use the air.
Surfer. Phil. Surfer.
I mean, this ain't Phil.
This ain't Phil.
Then who's that? Oh, it's Mega Powers. It's White
Dude.
Look at that.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
I hear I came in to call the Black Hammer.
Look at that. You came in to call him?
Rage the Architect is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's Darnell Pierce.
Jesus.
I didn't know he changed jobs.
Anyways, so...
What are you guys up to?
We're trying to do a show, and I blame Surfer for our technical problems, and now the audio problems as well.
I'm not taking a fall on this one.
You have to, Surfer, because I did all this for you.
No. Give Destin back his phone. You sound just like...
Dial-up sucks, man. Upgrade, dude.
You gotta get rid of AOL, Surfer.
Anyways, all right. Let's try to salvage this pre-show. Anyways, let's real quickly. I was going to talk and this and that, and I can't do that anymore. Jesus Christ!
She can't.
Anyways, let's run down this card, give our predictions, get the hell out of here, so we can watch a 4-hour plus pay-per-view because we know that there's going to be an over-the-hour week.
It's going to be fun.
It's SummerSlam. But we're going to be on the air at midnight with the post-show because WWE can't control themselves. But let's talk about the obvious thing that's going on. If you're watching the pre-show right now, of course, you missed the 12-man tag team match. American Alpha, the Hype Bros, and the Usos defeated the Vaudevillains, the Ascension, and Breezango. Jey Uso stole the pin from Chad Gable on Simon Gotch. And now there could be a little feud between American Alpha and the Usos. We'll have to see where we're going with this. We'll just have to wait and see. But let's talk about this. WWE went all out. They upgraded the look, so to speak.
Yes, everything looks so new.
Everything's new. So they got some new... I don't understand the LED ring posts, but...
It's like Patti LaBelle. They got a new attitude.
They updated, but you know what? But you know what sucks about that, Dave?
What's that?
You guys all went last night.
Yes,
to NXT.
We did.
You guys got all the old equipment.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, I didn't mind. We had a fun time last night.
They put new barricades, new everything.
Mania, so man, and boo boo.
Well, anyway, so they brought out the all the new stuff. Sami Zayn and Neville just defeated the Dudley Boys.
Job.
And
that was a pretty good tag match. I was waiting until it was over before we called in.
I wish I could have seen it.
Oh, I'm getting a hug from Rob right now. Rob Domingo.
Missed
hey,
Rob.
What up, dog?
The Thumbstick Ninja himself.
Look at that. So we got a full house here.
You're getting an Ecto Cooler right now, too.
And that's right. The finest adult beverages are currently on tap. Flowing. At the Rhea household, at the Decker Dome, they are, they're going to be, before the end of the night, they're all going to be sauced on high seas.
I got a question for Rob. If Dave's Uncle Rob Parker named this show, would he call it Thumbstick Ninjas or something else? I'm just asking.
Colonel Rob Parker renamed your show, what would it be called?
Thumbstick what?
No.
And I'm going to just leave it at that.
I think he wants to say his favorite word.
Anyways.
We can bring an honest thing for that one. I'm just saying.
Where is...
Hold on.
What did you say, nigga?
Okay. Anyways, so let's
stick dig. Is that the one it's gonna be called?
Whoa!
That's original.
Real quick, before
you would say the thumbstick.
What a distasteful.
Thumbstick chinks.
Oh,
that was.
Oh well. Jeez.
Well, that was too insulting. What a distasteful remark.
Okay.
He's the only Asian on this network. That was my first choice.
Amen. You should be very happy because your people are doing quite well in the WWE. Better than my people.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But we rising up tonight, then. Apollo Creed gonna win this title tonight.
Man. Yeah, let's get to those matches though, because we do have a lot to cover. The last pre-show match that's gonna happen will be the first of the best of seven series: Cesaro versus Sheamus. As we do every time we do one of these coverages, and my God, I'm exhausted already. We'll go around the room, see what everybody thinks, who they're going to vote for or pick as the winner. We'll start with Tony C on this one. Cesaro, Sheamus, best of seven series, and it's just getting started right now, it looks like.
I'm going to take a leak. This guy's... No, I'm just playing. We're going with Sheamus for the first victory. He's going to steal game one. He's going to steal game one. Is he the road team?
All right. Well, sir. All right, Scott.
I'm going to go with Cesaro taking the early lead here.
Oh God, Booker T just gave his shucky ducky quack quack of the night. All right, Surfer.
I'm going with Sheamus.
Can you shake the can for us?
That damn prison phone.
Oh, Surfer, Surfer, Surfer.
I'm trying to talk as loud as I can. So,
was he trying to call you collect?
I know.
Our sponsor, 1-800-COLLECT.
1-800-CALL-ATT.
Talking on that damn Obama phone.
All right, well, anyways, let's go to the Decker Dome now and see what their pick is in this match. We'll start with Mr. Mega Powers himself.
I'm going to say Sheamus is going to win this match.
All right.
Damn, we call him Sheamus.
What about Rob?
I'll take the soulless ginger. He hasn't been over in a while.
Okay. Rage?
Wait, they're both gingers, no?
Cesaro's not a ginger.
Okay. Yeah, definitely Sheamus.
Give me the ginger crack.
You're going with who's, Rage?
The ginger crack.
Is there anybody else there on the horn in the Decker Dome? No, just you three? All right. I'm going to go with Sheamus as well. You know, that faux hawk has to... Well, not a faux hawk. It's a real mohawk. But anyways.
You forgot about me. I'm going with Sheamus.
Yeah, oh, Mr. Hightower. I'm sorry, Mr. Hightower. Look at that. Where the hell is Phil, by the way? What is he doing?
He's doing stuff.
Wait, Hightower from Police Academy's on the line?
Yes, Hightower. That's right. He overturned a car before coming on here.
He just stopped in from the the Blue Oyster.
Yeah. I'm going with Sheamus as well. All right, let's get to the main card now because we've got 9 matches. All right, Carmella, Becky Lynch, and Naomi to face Natalya, Alexa Bliss, and a mystery partner. Let's start with
Bailey.
Scott.
Bailey is a heel?
Maybe.
Nope.
You never know.
I'm going with... I'm thinking one of the Bellas.
That would make Bailey a heel, wouldn't it?
That would make Bailey a heel, and Rage says one of the Bellas, but...
She was cleared to wrestle on Thursday.
Let's see. We'll see.
I mean, not the injured one, the skinny Bella.
Don Cena's Bella.
Brie is retired.
It's Bella. Oh, shit, she is?
Yes.
Yep. Nikki was cleared to wrestle.
Oh, well.
WrestleMania was the last match.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Nia Jax then.
Well, I didn't think about that one, but anyway. But wait a minute, this is a SmackDown match. SmackDown match.
There's always Tamina.
But she's injured.
She's hurt, right?
She's hurt.
Yeah, she got torn ligaments in her knee.
And nobody wants to see Hukamaki Hikamaka.
You want Samoa?
You damn sure don't want to see no more of them.
Want no Samoa with that.
My vote is going for Harvina, but let's pick who's going to win this match. Scott, who you got to win the match, despite who that third person is?
If it remains a handicap match, I'm going to pick the face. If not, it's going to be Nikki Bella and her crew, Alexa Bliss, really? And the other girl.
I have my theories about it being a handicap match. But anyways, Mr. Mega Powers.
Well, we all know I love a good broads division match, and,
a skirt match.
You know, I'm gonna have to go with Becky's team. I got some good yams on that team right there.
All right. Rob.
We tried to see Becky yesterday, but, there was Cap, so I'm gonna go, with the heel of broads team. most likely, because Becky's been jobbing a lot, so they'll probably job her until tonight and then put her over later in the future.
Rage.
Well, this is Rage Who Gives a Fuck Piss Break Match of the Night, so I'm gonna go with, I guess I'll go heel. Okay.
Surfer.
I'm going with Becky's team.
Mr. Hightower.
Becky's team.
Tony C.
Radomski. I'm going with Naomi with all the semen stains on her body.
You know, like. Yeah, with the that's right. That's true.
Skeet team.
That's true.
All day.
Now to piggyback off what Scott said about the handicap thing, I think if it remains a handicap match,
Neon Naomi.
Listen,
people, never underestimate the power of the handicap.
No, that's the thing. I believe that if it's a handicap match, the heels might actually be victorious. There'll be some chicanery afoot, and they'll win. I mean, Natalia's on that team, so she can hang. She's a heart. Anyways. Next match on the docket. Intercontinental title on the line. I've been doing a lot of watching of Rocky this weekend. It's been on IFC since yesterday, and it just wrapped up right now. So Apollo Creed has been all over my television. The Miz defends his championship against Apollo Crews, though Daniel Bryan wants you to believe it's Apollo Creed. Let's start with, I'll give it to Hightower to start with.
Send Apollo Creed back down to the minors, Miz to retain.
Oh, okay. We'll go backwards in the Decker Dome. Rage.
I don't know.
Okay. Rob.
I'll take Apollo O'Neil. Sounds good.
Apollo, okay.
Yeah, give me Apollo too. I'm sorry. Give me.
All right. What about you, Dave?
Always bet on black. Apollo Crews.
Well, there you go. Tony C.
This is one of my five. It better come out the way I want it to match of the night. And I mean, Apollo Crews better than it win. Apollo Crews.
And what if he does?
You'll see. You'll see.
Surfer.
I think Apollo's going to win, but he's not going to take the belt home.
All right. Scott.
Apollo Crews. Miz has had that shit for too long.
I agree. I have to agree there. I think Apollo Crews will just take it for the sake of taking it. And that's it. I mean, he'll drop it on Tuesday night.
Oh, wow, they're bringing back the Clash of Champions.
Yeah, Clash of Champions. Yeah. That'll be the next pay-per-view on the docket, by the way, for those of you that are listening, will be Backlash on Sunday, September the 11th.
Well, correction, they're calling Clash of Champions. Clash of the Champions.
Semantics. I'm sure they're going to say the.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, no. The next time we're really going to give you good coverage is going to be on Wednesday, September 14th for the Cruiserweight Classic finale, which will be live. More details on that in the weeks to come.
2-hour event.
Yes, we'll talk about that. We may have some other things happening on that same night, so, you know, stick around, you never know.
Are they fighting for a dick trophy?
They are. Yes, they are.
It sure looks like it.
Yes, they are.
Championship trophy.
Oh, this WrestleMania set-looking thing.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a WrestleMania-looking set. So, anyways, Enzo Amore and Big Cass to face Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, the team of Jericho. Get it? Jericho, that's what they're calling it.
Jericho.
Jericho, but it's... Well, anyways. All right. Let's start with Surfer, who's holding the cans together. Come on.
I'm going with the certified G's.
With the certified G's. All right. Rob.
As much as I hate their people, I'll go with the Canadians.
All right. Listen.
You picked them Bart and Ernie, huh?
Yeah.
Listen. There's nothing wrong with Canadians.
That's not with the Sam Roberts show. I like what he had to say.
That's not what the tape said.
French Canadians, though, different story.
Right.
Tony C.
We're going with Enzo and Cass in the hometown. They're going over.
Mega Powers.
Who's Chris Jericho going against again?
Enzo and Cass. Jericho and Kevin Owens.
Enzo and Cass.
All right. Scott.
Enzo and Cass over a couple of haters. And I think that Jericho and Owens are going to probably feud because that's the ongoing thing with Jericho lately. Team up, feud. Team up, feud.
He can't, he doesn't know how to make friends.
Doesn't play well with others.
No.
Rage.
I'm going to go with the Canadians for the upset.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hightower.
Yeah. KO and Jericho.
By the way, for those of you keeping score, Jericho is an American. He was born in New York City. Anyways.
Yeah.
And I am going with Enzo and Big Cass as well.
Wait, wasn't he born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada?
That's where he lives and where he's from, but he was born in New York City. His father was a hockey player for the Islanders.
Rangers,
yep. Whatever. Same shit.
No, not Derek.
No, don't come up here and say that.
Trust me, I'll go up there and I'll say that. Anyways. just like people will say a Bialy's not a bagel. It is a bagel. It's just a different type of bagel. Anyways. So the WWE Tag Team titles are on the line when the New Day, the team of Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, defend against Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson. This should be an easy one to pick. We'll start with Rob.
It's going to be the Last Day. Going with Doc and Carl.
It would make sense because that would be 1 year to the day, pretty much, 364 days, that the New Day became the tag team champions. They won the titles a year ago.
And they keep Demolition record intact.
I guess so.
Well, that was right. And they were, how long were they champions for? They
400
were
394 days.
Okay.
It was 394, wasn't it?
I thought it was 437.
I thought it was 4 something.
Yeah, they were both here.
Well, either way, they were over a year, yeah. But New Day, here we go. You know, today marks the one-year anniversary, essentially, of them winning the titles. But it looks like it could be the end of that. Tony C., you agree?
I'm going with Carl Anderson and Festus, the club sandwich.
Stupid.
Festus.
Stupid.
Hightower.
Vince Logic, I'm going to go with New Day.
Rage.
I'm going with the white people.
Scott.
Damn.
Oh, the club.
Mega
New
Powers.
Day drops.
Okay. Mega Powers.
The club.
Sandwich.
And Surfer.
Yeah, I'm going with the Doctors.
I've never been a fan of a club sandwich. I mean, bacon and turkey is fine, but I don't know why I don't like them together. Anyways. Yeah, I'm gonna go with. Go ahead, Surfer. Explain why turkey and bacon don't go well together.
Here comes Professor.
Because turkey is dry.
It doesn't matter. Everybody knows turkey's dry. So is chicken. But you know, you can have chicken and bacon.
Professor.
Anyways,
there isn't with Surfer.
Turkey's only good on Thanksgiving.
That's not true. Anyway.
There isn't a podcast on the rants like solely.
If you don't serve you turkey, well,
I gotta. I don't know. Now I gotta. Maybe we will develop a food show or something.
cooking with double A.
Cooking with double
solely
A.
Solely cooking.
Yeah.
Well, is that what you said, Mega Powers?
Filet. Yeah, just only about cooking, only about food, no wrestling.
Maybe we'll do filet with A. There we go. I'm going.
I'm going
with Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson for the win. They're going to take the titles tonight because you know.
I can only imagine what Surfer would be complaining about on filet of A.
So
you gotta spread. You gotta take the chicken spread and go left to right with it. Right to left is no good.
That's that. You're spreading too heavy.
My steak.
Yeah, I gotta come up with new jokes.
Surfer,
we are. We're talking about making a show with chicken spread.
Listen, those jokes are timeless. Okay? Just like the knock-knock joke, it'll never die.
Stop nagging.
Listen,
old
Surfer,
man.
We'll teach you how to make that Kraft macaroni and cheese in the microwave for you, all right?
This portion of filet with A is brought to you by InstaGrits.
Oh, man. By the way, hello to the chat room. Didn't say hello to the chat room. Wario, Superman, Pastor Sadell, Iron Man. Let's see. I saw Dr. Doom in there. Nobody was in there, I think. Nature Boy. There were a few people in there not too long ago. Hello, and if you're listening live, hello as well. Join us here on the network throughout the night. We'll be chatting in the chat room all night long. And, of course, go to rantamradio.com for results. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at rantamradio as well. We're going to have results streaming throughout the night, even if this damn pay-per-view goes till 2 o'clock in the morning. Next match on the card, the women's title is on the line. When the champion, the boss, Sasha Banks, defends her title against the former champion, Charlotte, the Vegas odds are out. And the favorite in this match is Charlotte. So keep that in mind when you make your selections. We'll start with, Rage. What the hell?
Yeah, you know what? This is, I'm kind of feeling what Tony C said. This is one of my better, it better happen matches of the night. And by God, if Charlotte gets this title, I'm chopping off heads. And I'm going to be protesting outside of WWE headquarters. Sasha better win this shit.
Okay. Surfer.
I'm going with the boss.
Tony C.
In a shocker, I'm going to go with Charlotte with the help from the Nature Boy and Fifi.
Okay. And Mean Gene?
Yep, and Mean Gene. Yeah.
Oh, man. That popped up on my feet again, by the way. God, Mean Gene, what a lech. Anyways, Mega Powers.
Well, since I had, firsthand getting to work with the woman, I'm going to pick the boss, Sasha Banks.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. And what about you, Scott?
The boss.
Rob?
I'll have to go to the boss because she likes video games.
The boss.
All right. Hightower.
We'll go with Charlotte.
I'm going with Sasha Banks to retain. I think it's her time. But I do think in the progression between now and the end of the year, she's going to turn heel at some point.
That's coming.
And feud against somebody. Because as I stated last night, Bayley on her way out would predicate a feud between her and Sasha Banks at WrestleMania.
They both may switch roles. Charlotte may become a face.
That would be fantastic.
No, that'd be silly.
Those two having a match at Mania, that would be good.
Well, I think that's the direction they're going to go. And that's why you saw last night Bayley with the proverbial send-off.
This Cesaro-Sheamus match is pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right. It's somewhat entertaining. Sheamus, of course, sweating up a storm. I gotta comment on something about the lack of pigment in wrestling these days. Here's the deal. I understand when Sheamus came in, but I watched the Cruiserweight Classic the other day, and that Jack Gallagher is whiter than the ring ropes. And
he's awesome.
Oh my God!
Self double A.
What was that?
Aren't you a white man yourself?
No, I'm not.
He's of the Hispanic nature.
Yes, what? I am.
You didn't Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
I've been talking to a Hispanic man.
Yes, yes, you've been talking to a Hispanic man.
What the hell, Megapods?
Yo, at one time I thought he was a white Jew.
Next thing you know, you're going to say build a wall.
Wait a second, double A's Hispanic?
Yes, like I'm Hispanic.
Drive crazy.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Where you been? Oh, you have been away.
For 6 months, but he was around for 2 years.
Wait, is this really breaking news to you?
Yeah, this is. I didn't know that.
Megapiles.
The man never puts up a photo of himself, so how would I know?
Because I was just turning white to red right now.
Look at that. I have all my drops. I can't find them now. All right, well, never mind.
Let's break out some Goya Maltas and have a great night.
Boy!
There you go. Anyways.
The founder of Ranty M is found to be Hispanic.
Yeah, I know, really?
I'm sure,
you know, before the end of the night, Dave is probably going to say something like,
"Why don't you go back to Cuba, you spick bastard?"
Anyways. so, what?
Wow.
Yeah, well, anyways. I don't know. You never know. I see, is that what it was, Surfer, that you have to add me as a friend?
I don't know. Maybe it said that we're not friends, so.
He always called.
Look at that. I could add Surfer now.
Look at that.
Oh, damn.
So wait,
yeah,
now
he can.
Now you can hang up. You could hang your can up on the wall.
Hang up that shit.
So double A.
Yes.
I mean, even Rage's audio was better than that.
I don't know. You never know. See, is that what it was, Surfer, that you have to turn the feed off, Surfer?
I don't know. Maybe it said that turn, we're not
oh,
friends.
Lord
so.
Have mercy.
Yo, I was trying.
Let him turn the feed off. Anyways,
so double A.
Yes.
Do I have to call you doubly odd from now on?
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Espanol.
Oh, anyways.
Espanol marketos.
No, you don't.
Regresa Canadá, judío bastardo.
That was the wrong drop. But anyways, here we go. And now I got an Echo Surfer. There we go.
Damn it, Surfer.
See, he always calls me the fuck up. Look at him.
United States heavyweight title is on the line. Rusev defends his title against Tony C's favorite, Roman Reigns. Mega Powers, will start with you.
You know, if Roman Reigns is Tony C's favorite, we have to go with Roman. Yeah, I'm going with him.
Tony C.
You know I'm going with the red and the black because everybody's coming to see the NWO.
Ow.
Wolfpack Roman.
Woo! What about you, Scott?
I don't know. I could care less about this match, but I'll pick Rusev.
Hey, pal.
Look, if it was a wet hair contest, it'd be more interesting.
Oh, damn. Come on now. Ever since he came with the red and the black, Scott, he's changed now.
I'm picking Rusev to win. I think Roman's push is still going down. Deep push. Unpush. Punishment.
If Wolfpack don't win, we riot it. That's one.
All right.
There you go.
Surfer, this is your first match on a clear connection, so go ahead.
I think Roman's still in the doghouse, too, so I'm going with the brute, Rusev. Right.
Rob.
Oh, you can go to hell.
Lana? Can I say Lana?
Yes, you can say Lana.
You can say Lana all you want.
To win all of us.
And by the way, Lana talked normal in the Divas.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture of her on that deck with that ass and that wedding dress?
I did not.
My God.
I did not.
Yeah, so we can all run the train?
No, I don't want to run a trade if you're on it.
No, I ain't seen
anyways,
whoa. I got first.
Rage. Pick, Rage. Come on.
I'm offended, Doble. I'm fine. okay. Give me the brute, yeah.
And Hightower.
I'm going to go with my cousin Roman Reigns.
I'm going with Roman Reigns as well.
This dude just said I got a disease, man. I'm offended.
I did not say that. What is it with you? And see, this is why we can't be friends. Anyways, I'm
Rage, flame shoot out your dick when you pee. Really?
Jesus. This dude tries to kiss my ass on Tuesday, and now.
Calm down. I love anyways. You, man. Relax yourself.
Anyways, so yeah, I'm going with Roman Reigns on that
Wolfpack
one.
Wolfpack Roman, respect. Put some speck on his name.
John Cena against the phenomenal AJ Styles. Let's go
match
around. We'll go around in order this time. We're going to start with Tony C.
Okay, here we go. Match of the night should close the show. Tonight, we're going to break the 8-year drought of John Cena not winning at SummerSlam. And John Cena going to win. It's been 8 years. This will be if he loses tonight. It ain't going down like that.
Okay. Scott?
I'm picking AJ because I think they're going to be grooming him to go against Ambrose next.
Stiff.
Surfer?
I'm picking a no contest.
Yo, he's always pulling that one out of his ass, doesn't he?
Anyways, Hightower.
I'm gonna go with AJ Styles gonna send John Cena packing.
What about you, Mega
Powers? You can go to hell, buddy.
What about you, Mega Powers? Sheamus picked up the victory of the first match of the best of seven series.
Yeah.
AJ Styles is gonna win.
AJ Styles.
Come on, Mega Powers.
Rob.
Hey man.
I go with the soccer mom guy.
And Rage.
Give me on AJ. Yeah.
He's got him.
Not only is AJ gonna win, AJ's gonna make Cena tap.
I don't think that makes a big deal, to be honest.
I got a cuss on that
one. Strong style, bro.
Shit.
I don't know if that matters, but okay.
I'm going a little too far.
Prediction.
Let's see here. I'm going with AJ.
So wait a minute. I'm the only one that's picking the immortal John Cena?
I think so.
Not even Surfa picked John Cena.
Not even Surf. I'm the only one picking the immortal one.
By the way, did anybody hear the comment that Renee Young made at the start of the pre-show when she said, this is how we do it. We wear nothing under our jackets. She said something like that. Anyways.
I'll do it.
What the hell is that? All right. Let's continue on here as we've got 8 minutes.
You guys, have you seen the video of John Cena speaking Chinese?
I've heard it. And
yes. I heard about him wanting to become a chain, you know. So
he's taking over.
Can I change my decision?
Nope.
Oh, there we go.
Don't get on this John Cena bandwagon now.
Renee Young hair looked like she just got out of having sex.
Yes, that's the purpose, sir.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways,
how many times don't we say that every?
We say that every week.
Like just about friggin' wet the edge of her seat really when they all pick really Ambrose to win.
Surfer, you really just came up with that assumption.
World title is on the line.
Shut up, boy.
World title is on the line. Dean Ambrose against Dolph Ziggler. Let's start with the Mega Powers.
I'm gonna throw Dolph a bone. Everybody's been wanting him to win the belt for a long time now. Dolph Ziggler.
Rob.
Ambrose. So AJ Styles can get it later.
Rage.
I'm going with Ziggler.
Surfer.
Ambrose.
Hightower.
HBK.
What about you? Tony C.
I hope Dean Ambrose win and him and Renee Young have sex on that belt.
Live sex.
They did already. They tomorrow. Did already.
Yeah. Live sex show.
Put anyways, a black light on that belt. They'll call it Naomi.
Exactly. go ahead, Scott.
I'm picking Ambrose to retain. Like I said, I think he's going to start a feud with AJ.
I'm going with Dolph Ziggler for what Scott said, but with Dolph Ziggler as the victor.
Ni hao.
To crown the first ever WWE Universal Champion, Finn Balor against Seth Rollins. Tony C.
I'm going with the Demon King. I mean, what is Demon King?
The
whatever
Demon
that
King.
Thing.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell he is. Demon King friend.
Yo, she ain't even wearing a bra.
She never does.
Of course he never does.
Rob.
Surfer Junk.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at Renee.
You can go back, look at a bunch of pay-per-views.
Say
and
Seth.
See what it's
Seth Rollins. He needs a good push.
You're going with Seth. Mega Powers.
I'm going with Renee Young. God damn.
Looks like she's wearing...
Dave, get over that. You don't even want that no more. The Dean been
well,
in
it. Black Hammer. My pick,
I'm just saying.
My pick for the Universal Champion is going to be Finn Balor. Somewhere
my look at that, Scott.
I'm going with Finn. I know earlier I said I was going to go with Seth Rollins, but I want Finn to win.
Hightower.
Finn Balor.
Surfer.
I'm going with Balor.
Rage.
Give me
that guy.
Jimmy Balor. Yeah.
That guy.
I don't really care about this. I just want to see what this freaking title looks like.
I'm going with Finn Balor as well. I think the feud between Rollins and Balor, though, will continue. That's what I think is going to happen. I think Finn, he'll win, but I don't think he's going to keep it for very long.
Battle continues.
And your main, or what is supposedly your advertised main event of the evening, Brock Lesnar against Randy Orton. Tony C.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to go with Surfer's favorite, a no contest, because if the dirt sheets are right, Greenberg
will show up. Well, wait a minute. Oh, okay, Tony C. I'll give you that. Okay, I'll give you that. Scott.
And it'll be like the ending of the Seth Rollins and Brock match at what was that, Battleground?
Okay.
It was last year, wasn't it? No.
Yeah,
something like that. All right, Scott.
I think Brock deserves an L. It's been 3.5 years since his last straight-up loss where he was pinned or submitted. And that was to the King of Kings. He needs to get another one.
Surfer.
I've never rooted for Randy Orton in my life, but I am tonight. I'm going to.
Hightower.
Yeah, Randy Orton kicking him in his head.
What about you, Mayor Powers?
Well, since Rage picked Randy Orton in the video game before we got on the air today, I'm going to pick Brock Lesnar.
Look at that.
That's right. That's right, Dave.
And Rage lost to Phil's son, Mikey, so there you go.
Well, that's expected.
Yo, that Rob. Fucking pinfall thing is, yo, it's a cheat.
Rob.
I'll take the Viper over Brock Lesnar.
Game Bob Orton III versus Brock Lesnar tonight.
Exactly.
And,
Cowboy Bob.
What about you, Rage?
Someone woke up a big tone in the chat room by mentioning it's a Goldberg.
I see a Greenberg.
This is going to be a good old fashioned jail rape kind of match. I'm going with Bork Laser.
A jail rape kind of match.
I don't. Right. That's not
no
good.
No Vaseline, Rage.
That's not good.
No Vaseline.
Sandpaper condom.
Straight up from lockdown. If you're lockdown.
I'm going with. Orton, but I'm going to piggyback off of Tony C said that there could be some tomfoolery afoot. I don't think, Scott, he's going to get a clean loss. I think there's going to be some tomfoolery. I think we're going to hear a little not gold dust.
Shit.
We'll hear a little Goldberg come out and
Greenberg,
whatever. And he's going to cause the distraction, therefore Randy Orton will get the victory after who knows what, an RKO or something.
So you think
it's possible. I'm not saying
you can't beat him clean.
I don't think Brock should lose clean at this point.
So you think these two should have a match? Well, this will set up a match probably in Orlando.
No, I don't think they can stretch it out that far.
So Hightower.
And actually make it a match.
Listen, we're all going to watch Bork Laser win the match. We're all going to celebrate at Jimmy Johnson's.
That's right.
Sandwich afterwards.
I think Orton's going to kick him as hard as Oscar kicked Bailey last night.
Look at that. Somebody's going to break it. Somebody's going to lose their jaw tonight, maybe.
I thought Dave was going home with a souvenir. Bailey's head in his lap after that
I'm
kick.
I'm telling everybody right now, if Brock Lesnar win and John Cena win, y'all may not want to listen to the post show.
You're gonna go off.
All y'all facing that shit.
All right.
So, I'm telling you now.
Let's thank everybody in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of it. Stick with us over the course of the next, oh God, please, WWE 4 hours. That's it. Not more than that. And we'll be back here at the conclusion of the event for our post show, where we will run down everything that went down. And, of course, we'll see if we talk to these fine gentlemen. That would be Tony C., Scott, Surfer, Hightower, Mega Powers, Rob, and Rage. We'll see if everybody's a part of the post show. If not, well, the lines will be open. And it depends on what time it goes off, of course. And with that said, enjoy SummerSlam. It should be a hoot. I'm Double A.
Enjoy. I'm the Mega Powers.
You're the Mega Powers.
Kid Human.
You're Kid Human. You're Rage. You're Surfer. You're Hightower. You're Tony C. And
I'm the Architect.
And you're
the Mandingo.
And you're the Mandingo. And Rage, you're the Fool. Anyways, I'm Double A. We'll see you at the end of SummerSlam. Enjoy. Later.
Good night, all. New York City.
been a million other places, but she's still my strength.